भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 23 एंड 24। तस्मान्यम्य सद्वर्गम् मद्भावेनाचरेन्मुनि विरक्ताशूद्रकाम्येभ्यो लब्ध्वात्मनि सुखं महत्। तस्मान्यम्य सद्वर्गम् मद्भावेन चरेन् मुनि विरक्ता शूद्रा काम्येभ्यो लब्ध्वात्मनि सुखं महत्। तस्मान्यम्य सद्वर्गम् मद्भावेन चरेन् मुनि विरक्ता शूद्रा काम्येभ्यो लब्ध्वात्मनि सुखं महत्। तस्मात् देयरफॉर निमया कंप्लीटली कंट्रोलिंग सद्वर्गम द सिक्स सेंसेस दैट इज साइट हियरिंग स्मेल टच टेस्ट एंड द माइंड मत भावेना बाय कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मी चरित शुड आई लिव मुनि the sage, virakta, detached, sudra, insignificant, kamebhye, from sense gratification, labdha, having experienced, atmani, in the self, sukham, happiness, mahat, great. Translation is as follows. Therefore, completely controlling the five senses and the mind by Krishna consciousness, a sage, having experienced spiritual bliss within the self, should live detached from insignificant material sense gratification. There is no purport to this verse. We'll go to text number 24. Pura grama vrajan sartham bhiksartham parifsham charit punya desha sari chaila varnashrama vatim mahim. The translation is as follows. The sage should travel in sanctified places by flowing rivers and within the solitude of mountains and forest. He should enter the cities, towns and pasturing grounds and approach ordinary working men only to beg his bare sustenance. The purport is as follows. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word Pura refers to cities and towns with shopping centers, markets and other commercial enterprises, whereas Grama refers to smaller towns lacking such facilities. The Vanaprastha or Sannyasi trying to become free from material attachment should avoid those who are working day and night for sense gratification, approaching them only to engage them in necessary acts of charity. Those who are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world are understood to be liberated souls, and therefore they constantly approach the materialistic living entities to engage them in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. However, even such preachers should strictly avoid contact with the materialistic world when not actually necessary for advancing in the mission of Krishna consciousness. The injunction is that one should not deal unnecessarily with the materialistic world. Om Agyanti Vrindasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Kshakshuru Milpamnena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopeksha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Kaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Devimit Maharaj, who is one of the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned once that we are looking for an ending sense gratification. What he said? He said we are looking for an unending sense gratification. And he said it is available in two places. One is Golok Vrindavan and the second is in our imagination. Only two places. And this verse basically which we are discussing, it deals with the topic of senses, the mind, material attachment. So in this context, sometime back, how monkeys were caught. The person who would catch monkeys, he would take a glass bottle, and a glass bottle, he would put some eatables which the monkeys would like. And this hunter, he would tie that glass bottle with a strong rope and tie it around a tree and keep it underneath the tree. So when the monkey, he saw that some very nice eatable is there in the glass bottle, the monkey would come, put his hand inside, grab those food items in his hand and make a fist like this. And then try to take those eatables out of the glass. And obviously, because he has made a fist, his hand cannot come out of the glass bottle. And he's trying to take it out, but it's not coming out. And then the hunter, he comes to catch the monkey. And the monkey seeing that the hunter is coming to catch me. But still the monkey doesn't let go of those eatables. Still catching hold and still trying to pull it out. It's the monkey seeing that hunter is coming closer and closer. But still, monkey, if he wants to escape, just what? It has to let loose of those eatables and then he's out of and can is free. But still, the monkey seeing that hunter is coming very close. But still, the monkey is not letting let go of those eatables. And still trying to escape. And ultimately, the hunter comes, catches the monkeys and takes the monkey away. Now this story has many lessons for we, sadhakas also. The glitters of this material world, there are so many sense objects. They are like that food items in the glass bottle. Usme chamak dhamak hai. And we human beings, we get caught. We catch hold of those sense objects. And when we catch, we get entangled in that glass bottle. We get entangled in the glass bottle of this material world. The Gita, the Bhagavatam says, just let loose of those sense items. Just let loose. But we conditioned souls, we just still catching it stronger and stronger. And ultimately, we are caught in that glass bottle of this material world. And keep on, going birth after birth, circumventing, in this cycle of birth and death. Ultimate misery for us. And then, the Acharyas also mention that sense gratification, they are like an itch. Like for example, if suppose someone has some itch in this skin, sense gratification is like that. That's when there's an itch, we try to scratch it. When we scratch it, we feel a little nice. And when we feel nice, again, the more we scratch, the more the itching sensation increases. And the more we want to scratch, and the more we scratch. And again, when we scratch, the itching sensation again increases. Again, we scratch. And like that, we damage our skin. Sometimes the skin bleeds also. So in the same way, the sense gratification in this material world, they're like itch. The more we want to enjoy, the more we enjoy, the more we want to enjoy them. And again when we enjoy, again our inclination to enjoy them increases. Again we want to enjoy them. And that perpetually in the end, our spiritual life bleeds. And then, again, there's another example given. Like for example, the moth. In the night, when the moth sees a fire, the moth gets attracted by the glitter of the fire. William Shakespeare, he had said that all that glitters is not gold. In my class 10, in my school, we had to study this book of Shakespeare, the whole book, Full year we were just studying all that. But one line I can use in my spiritual life now is that all that glitters is not gold, William Shakespeare said. There's some logical sense to this statement. What he said? All that glitters is not gold. Now this moth, they see this chamakta hua fire, they feel, wow, chamak raha hai. Let us go enjoy it. And when they go near that fire, what happens? They get burnt. And it's their end. In the same way, in this material world, there's so many sense objects. They are like glittering, chamak dhamak. They are like glittering of this world. We get attracted. We go, we catch all them, we try to enjoy. And then kya hota hai? We burn ourselves. When these chamak dhamak dikhte hai na, when these sense objects, we should go a little deep in that. Not that, we should go philosophically a little deep in that whole concept. What is this chamak dhamak? What is this glitter? Is it the real glitter? Or ye mujhe burn karne aaya hai? When we go philosophically deep, we'll understand it. It has come to destroy us. So we have to be very careful regarding it. Then, the happiness which is derived from the senses and the sense object through our senses.
this happiness is also available to the dogs and the hogs. We want to eat nice, we want to have nice sensual touch. The sense gratification is even available to the dogs and the hogs. So if we are indulging in that same sense gratification process, are we better than these hogs and dogs? No. So Krishna has given us, we human beings, a higher intelligence for a purpose. To question who are we? To question what am I, a spirit soul? To question and try to understand our relationship with the Lord. To do devotional service. Krishna has given us this higher intelligence for this purpose and not just trying to enjoy through our senses and a sense gratifying life. In this material world, very strange. Even for a few minutes, people either can't stop thinking about sense gratification, they can't either or stop talking about sense gratification or indulging in sense gratification. You just analyze. In this material world, people, just a few minutes, they can't stop either doing one of these three things. Especially if you go in the local trains. You see, ek to local train mein someone's hand is hitting your nose, someone's elbow is hitting your head, someone's arm is hitting your chest. But still, what people? Either they're talking or, hey, maja aa gaya, ye picture chal raha hai, tune ye dekha kya. If they're not talking about that, they're either seeing some picture on the mobile or something. Or they are encouraging the other, hey, kya picture aaya? Dekh kya mobile pe, dekh, mere saath bhi dekh tu. Apna earphone nikal ke uska bhi kaan mein dal dete. So just see in this material world, just for even few minutes, people can't even stop thinking about sense gratification, or stop talking about it, or stop indulging. Just see how Maya has caught us. And another thing, Maya has kept just enough happiness in this material world so that we don't want to get out of this material world. Ab dekho Maya, Maya just kept enough, adequate happiness in this world so that we don't want to get out of this world. Ye Maya humko kitna pakadta hai. But we should analyze everything through the lens of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. When we analyze everything in this material world through the lens of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then we come to know exactly what is what and we can be saved. And the senses are so strong that our senses can never be trusted. It can be just trusted for only one thing, and that is to sell us off to Maya if given even a shadow of an opportunity. Just see how strong our senses are. अगर उसको एक थोड़ा shadow of opportunity भी दिया ना, हमें Maya को बेच डालेगा. और हमको समझेगा भी नहीं जब बेच रहा है. जब बिक जाते हैं तो हमको समझता है यार मैं बैग को बिक गया था. Just see the whole process, how senses हमें cheat करता है. There's a very beautiful story in the scriptures, in this context, how senses can capture us, you know, take us for a ride and cheat us. There were two brothers, they were demons. Their name was Sundha and Asundha. They were demons. They started doing very severe tapasya. They were very big, a lot of austerity, they were doing this tapasya. Then after a long time, Brahmaji appeared to them. Then Brahmaji told them that, okay, I'm happy with your tapasya. Ask for a boon. Now, these two demons, they were brothers. And they were so good friends. They were so good friends. They said, "Bolte langoti yaar." So good friends. They never had any misunderstandings among them. They would never quarrel. They would each be willing to sacrifice for each other. They would eat with the same plate. These two were so solid, thick friends. So, when Brahmaji appeared in front of them, Brahmaji told, "Ask for a boon." So they thought, they said, they told Brahmaji, please give us a boon that we will never get killed by anyone except among us. Because they had so high confidence among themselves that we'll never fight in our lives. So they told Brahmaji, please give us a boon that no one can kill us except we both can kill each other. Brahmaji said, "Thik hai, tatastu." They were very happy. And they were so powerful, they started creating disturbance all over the universe. All the demigods were, helpless. So Lord Vishnu said, okay, now I have to intervene and help the situation. So not just what Lord Vishnu does. Lord Vishnu sends a very, very beautiful young woman among them, among these two people, among Sund and Asund. When this beautiful girl came, both these people, this Asund and Asund, they thought, wow, so such a beautiful girl. Both them wanted to enjoy the girl for themselves. So one of them said, no, this girl will be kept with me. The other one said, no, this girl will be kept with me. Just see the senses, they're so powerful, they want to enjoy so strong. They forgot their friendliness. They forgot their langhauteyaar business also. And they started fighting among themselves just for this woman. They fought and fought and fought and they killed each other. Just see the senses. The senses was the cause of their destruction. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Text 19, it's written that in spite of achieving the power to control all in all directions, and in spite of enjoying all types of dear sense gratification as much as possible, Hiranyakashipu was dissatisfied because instead of controlling his senses, he remained their servant. Again, yeah. Hiranyakashipu is so powerful. The demigods would be scared of him. If Hiranyakashipu just blinked his eyes, the demigods would be thar-thar kaapte the. This person, he was dissatisfied. In spite of having all this power, why he was dissatisfied? Because he was a servant of his senses. Such a powerful person. He had everything, literally everything under his control. But still, he was dissatisfied because he was a servant of his senses. On the other hand, you know, there's so many scripture examples, the scriptures. Take Sridhar Kolavej. In one sense, he didn't have any money, hardly anything from a material angle. But because he was a master of his senses, he was always blissful and satisfied within his heart. And there's so many examples in the scriptures of devotees, of Vaishnavas, who from an external angle, they were paupers. They had hardly anything. But because they were master of the senses, they were fully happy and satisfied from within. Then, the sense gratification, even as sadhakas, because we have had previous bad conditioning, and sometimes when we come to spiritual life, sometimes because of some external situation, our mind and senses get so badly disturbed, and sometimes we become blind to spiritual life. Even as sadhakas, a lot of us must have had that experience. Sometimes because of sense gratification, because of the senses are so strong and the mind is so strong in its conditioning, that sometimes it blinds us to our spiritual life. And sometimes we do small activities which take us away from spiritual life. Knowingly we do it. But later we say, Kadere, Krishna, Krishna, why did I do that? Why did I do this? The senses are so powerful. But whenever we get these attacks through our senses, through our mind, we should always take shelter of the association of Vaishnavas. Take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Many places when we are traveling in Bombay and other places because of a job or things, so there are no Vaishnavas around. What will you do? My attacks us, you know. And just chant the holy name with a helpless feeling. 100% the holy name will help us. Krishna will help us. Then we have to take shelter of our scriptures. When we take shelter of these devotional things, we are protected from slipping or succumbing to Maya. Then there's this famous story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Just how sense gratification, how our senses blinds us. Now Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he was raised with a lot of good culture. But because his senses were so uncontrolled, when his father Shraddha sermon was going on, he was telling the pujari, "Bhai, jaldi karo, jaldi karo." Why? Because he wanted to go to a prostitute, Chintama, to enjoy her. Just imagine, abhi ka present ka culture mein koi karega, hum samajh sakte. Bilwa Mangal Thakur, many, many years back, at least there was some good, strong Vedic culture. But in spite of that strong Vedic culture and such strong, good training, because Bilwa Mangal Thakur, his senses were uncontrolled, he was telling the पुजारी भाई जल्दी करो, जल्दी खत्म करो, मुझे जाने का है दूसरा जगह एंजॉय करने को. इमेजिन सो शेमलेसली, जस्ट इमेजिन हाउ सेंसेस ब्लाइंड्स अस. ही वाज लीस्ट बॉदर्ड व्हाट अदर्स विल थिंक. जस्ट द सेंसेस ब्लाइंडेड हिम. एंड देन इट स्टार्टेड रेनिंग सो हेवीली. He wanted to cross the boat to reach through this prostrate Chintamani. But there was no boatman. Because no one was willing to go through that so heavy rain. But he was so blinded by this wanting to enjoy through his senses. There was a dead body floating. He thought it's a log of wood. He caught a hold of that. And somehow with a lot of difficulty, he swam across. Now just imagine. His senses had blinded him. You know, any half-sane man also will think, you know, in today's world also, if such situation came, half-sense man with little sense will think, chalo bhai, itna barish ho raha hai, itna hai. Chalo, I'll postpone my sense gratification for tomorrow. Maybe he may think that way. But just as sometimes our senses blind us. Malma Thakur was blinded. He didn't wait for any boat, anything. Just caught hold of the dead body, swam across. And after swimming across, finally when he reached the house of Chintamani, Chintamani had some little sense. She thought, chalo, itna bas ke barish ho raha hai. There's so much thundering. Today no customers will come. So she had closed the doors and she had gone to sleep. But Bilma Mangal Thakur, with all that hard work and whatever so-called hard work, he reached the house. He saw that the door was closed. Started knocking, but it was raining and thundering. Chintamani could not hear. But he was so much blinded with that wanting to enjoy through his senses. He thought, okay, let me climb through the window and go to a house. And he saw some, you know, rope type. And that was actually a snake hanging. He caught hold of the snake and reached and came through the window and went inside. Just imagine. He was so blinded again. He caught hold of the snake. When we see a snake from dur se hum bhagte dusra jagah. He was so blinded. He didn't care. Snake means death actually. But he was so blinded. He didn't even care about that death. He just caught hold of it and went inside. Now the point why I was emphasizing this first part of the story is that sense gratification blinds us. Whatever little spiritual training we've had, sometimes that also we usko baju mein park kar dete. This is the impact of our uncontrolled senses. Then somehow we know the other part of the story, Bilwa Mohan Thakur. Somehow that Chintamani told him that, you know, she was herself shocked to see Bilwa Mohan Thakur come in such circumstances. And she told Bilwa Mohan Thakur that if only you had such determination and such fire and such craving towards the Lord for spiritual life, aapka jeevan safal ho jayega. And somehow that clicked Bilwa Mohan Thakur. And the rest of the story we know, Bilwa Mohan Thakur went to, you know, to Vrindavan and, you know, he became pure Vaishnava. But the point is how our senses are so, so powerful that it blinds us. Then another thing we should understand that us, you know, though, like suppose there's a fire burning. Can you put out the fire by putting more fuel? No. So if we just provide sense objects to our senses, it's like we are putting more fuel to the fire. The fire of sense gratification will keep on burning more and more. And we, by satisfying our senses, two things happen. When we try to satisfy our senses, two things happen. One is that our inclination to want to enjoy becomes more stronger and stronger. And the second is that when we indulge in sense gratifying activities, we will suffer the negative karma later on. And another thing, enjoying through our senses reduces our determination in spiritual life. As it is, you know, when we come to spiritual life, sometimes Prabhu goes, Prabhuji, wo determination nahi hai. Ya, main jata hu college mein, to kuch achha samosa dikhta hai, man karta hai jaake kha lu. Kuch gulab jamun dikhta hai, man karta hai jaake kha lu. How to build determination, Prabhuji? We are always, you know, trying to increase our determination in spiritual life. But the scriptures give us the understanding that the more we try to enjoy through our senses, the more we try to enjoy through our mind, to that degree we will have less determination in spiritual life. And to the degree we control our senses, to that degree we will have determination in our spiritual life. Not only in spiritual life, even in material life. to the degree we control our senses, we'll have more determination in our spiritual life. In the material sense, you know, there's this famous, one of the famous boxers of all time, Muhammad Ali. He has written the book, The Greatest. Muhammad Ali, he was not a spiritual person. He was quite a passionate person. But he knew this point, that if a person controls his senses, it will help him more determination for his purpose. So Muhammad Ali, before his main fights, he would control his senses. And that would give him a lot of determination. Then, our scripture also gives us an understanding that, like, for example, when a person does fishing, what does he do? In the hook, he puts a very nice, attractive eatable for the fish. In the hook, he puts a very nice, eatable, attractive thing, and he camouflages the hook with that, and he puts in the water. And the fish swimming sees, oh, wow, such a nice, attractive eatable. And the fish goes and bites that. And the fish, when it bites, kya hota hai? The fish gets hooked. And the fisherman takes it out. And the fish is dead. In the same way, the different glitters of this world, the different sense objects, they are like, you know, they are, we have to see them, they are attached to a hook. Maya has attached all the sense gratificatory objects to a hook. And chamak dhak dekhte hain, when we go and try to catch hold of it, when we try to bite it, we get hooked. And our spiritual inclination gets killed. Our spiritual life gets killed. So whenever we see this chamak dhamak of this world, immediately a red light should pop up in our mind. Bhai, all that glitters is not gold. Maya pakadne ko aaya hai. Just take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of the Swam Vaishnav. Take shelter of your sastras and we'll be protected. And the scriptures, this is this very fantastic story of Yayati. When we talk of senses, sense gratification. Yayati was a king. He had such, you know, such means to enjoy through senses and enjoyed. And he enjoyed so much, so much. At one time, he got cursed. That, you know, there's a big story, I'll make it short. Yayati got cursed that, now your youth, you will become old right away. And once you become old, you can't enjoy. And he became old. He got a curse. And then, when he got a curse, somehow the person who gave the curse told him, okay. Then when Yayati got the curse, he thought, hey, no, I can't enjoy. You know, I'm an old man. I can't enjoy through our senses. Somehow the person who gave him the curse told him, okay, that if any of your son wants to exchange their youth for your old age, this benediction I give you also. So somehow Yayati, he had many sons. So one of his sons agreed that, okay, I will take your old age and you can take my youth. Yayati was very happy. Yayati exchanged this youth with his son. His son became old and Yayati became again very youthful. And Yayati again started enjoying through his senses day and night. Then after enjoying so much, Yayati tells himself, God, you know, I'm enjoying so much, so much. Still, my senses want to enjoy more and more. There's no end to it. I'm just going towards darkness more and more. So Yayati, somehow the good sense clicks in him and he gives up his sense enjoyment. And he goes and gives back his youth again to his son and takes back the old age to himself. And then he lives a life of renunciation and he lives a life of spiritual life. And he tells, Yayati tells, you know, the senses, they never get satisfied. Never get satisfied. Better to engage our senses in the service of the Lord. Then, in Japa book, Bhurijan Prabhu, he writes a very beautiful thing. He says, in reference to the mind and senses, very beautiful. He writes, I'll read you the exact thing. Astrologically, we have no way to move the planets into more favorable configurations for our selfish purposes. Nor can we move any other person to line up with our desires. We cannot send all those people we hate or who disagree with us to distant lands. Nor can we protect ourselves from separation from the people we love when they die. And even if we could do these things, the mind by its very nature would still not be satisfied.
just try to imagine. First of all, you know, even if these things which Virgin Prabhu was talking about, we can't control them. Even if we would be able to control them, still our mind would be dissatisfied. Our senses would be dissatisfied.
When we're talking of senses and the mind, and sometimes when we succumb to it, basically these refer to weakness of heart. Weakness of heart. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave a very nice answer. He said, the best way to deal with weakness of heart is strong sadhu sangha. Strong sadhu sangha. Associate with strong devotees. That is our only hope. I've experienced myself in my previous, when I'm in the process of following devotional service, sometimes when I'm a little weak, sometimes my mind is disturbed and all, I go to a Vaishnava, a strong Vaishnava, a senior Vaishnava, and just by talking few minutes, I can find the difference in my life. It's happened to me. Just few minutes associating with strong Vaishnava makes a day-night difference. I've experienced it myself. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, what is the answer to weakness of heart? Strong sadhu sangha. And again, when we're talking of the senses and sense gratification, how to control them, there's a story. Once a king, he had a goat. Oh, goat and a both petu gave goat tak. Mesha khate rata. Always eating. Sometimes in this material world, you know some friends or someone from a mota hai. Kabhi bhi dekho kuch ta kuch uska muh mein dalte rata hai. Chahe morning ho, afternoon, mid-afternoon, mid-evening, kuch ta kuch uska hand bas chal raha hai. So this goat was, you know, was always would be eating grass. This was a special goat of the king. So the king, you know, because sometimes the king, you know, they want something different for the entertainment, you know, because full of both paisa hai, time hai, sab hai. So the king told everyone, see, if anyone can take this goat and keep this goat satisfied from eating, subah leke jao, take the goat in the morning and make him eat so much, and when you bring him back in the evening to me, and when I give the goat grass, the goat should be so satisfied that he should not eat. And if anyone can do this, I will give him a very big reward. So many people came, they took the goat, turn by turn. First one person came, he took the goat. Din bar khilaya, gas. Every minute khilaya. The person thought, okay, chalo now, looks at the goat, is satisfied. I'll take him to the king. And the king will reward me. When he took him to the king would take some green grass and show the goat. The goat would again come towards the grass. This person lost his gift. Like that, literally with everyone, this goat would always be eating. And when in the evening the king would put some grass forward, the goat would again come to eat. So no one would get this reward. So one person, Thora, he had little grey hair, grey matter here. So he said, okay, let me try. He said, I'll use a new strategy. He took the goat home. So he did one thing. In one hand, he had a grass. And in one hand, he had a stick. So when he showed the grass to the goat, and when the goat would come to eat the grass, this person would hit the goat. So like this he would do. So then in the evening, when the king went, when the goat came towards the king, but jaise grass king put forward to the goat, goat on seeing the grass took a step back. The king was wondering, kya kya tune? So the king asked him, bhai, theek hai, aapko aapka reward deta hun, pehle reward de lo. But kya kya? What did you do? So this person explained, ki, sir, jo goat ko main jab bhi ghas dikhata tha na, usko patai pitai bhi karta tha. So the goat, on seeing the grass, would understand, abhi grass khaunga na, pitai milega. So that is why the king, in the end, when the king showed the grass, still the goat went back and didn't eat. Now, why am I telling this story? It has some spiritual content. The thing is, we have to restrain our senses. We have to force our senses in one sense. Our senses are so uncontrollable, so, you know, hangama machata hai. We have to, with force, with a stick at times, we have to forcefully say to our senses, no. But that's not the end of the story. At the same time, we have to use our senses in Krishna consciousness also. Just restraining our senses, that's not the answer. In one hand, we have to restrain our senses, and on the other, we have to use our senses in service of the Lord. When we do this, then our senses will come under control. Then once, Giriraj Maharaj, once he was interacting with some few people, So there was one new person. He told Giriraj Maharaj that suppose, just imagine, that you are in a solitary place, very romantic solitary place. You somehow land up in a very solitary place, in a romantic situation with a very young, beautiful girl. What will you do? So, you know, sometimes some people ask such questions. So, Giriraj Maharaj gave a wonderful reply. Giriraj Maharaj said, say, if someone is enjoying chappan bhog, koi sab chappan bhog enjoy kar raha hai. So, Giriraj Maharaj told him, your question is like asking someone who is enjoying chappan bhog that how is it to enjoy something made of purse, blood and urine? So the other person kept quiet. So in the same way, when in spiritual life, when we practice, pursue spiritual life properly, but sincerely, then we feel that content in our heart. When we feel that satisfaction and content in our heart, then we don't want to enjoy through our senses. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Canto 11, Chapter 20, text 27 to 29, the purport, it's written, the word Anishvara indicates that because of one's past sinful activities and bad habits, one may not immediately be able to completely extinguish the enjoying spirit. The Lord here encourages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose, but to remain enthusiastic and to go on with his loving service. So obviously we have been conditioned through so many lives, and when we come to spiritual life, sometimes we are trying to chant, trying to take shelter of devotees, still bolte Prabhuji, you tendency to enjoy jai nahi rahe Prabhuji, jai nahi rahe. Sometimes we approach senior devotees, but the answer is here, just continue on the spiritual path, because we have had such bad luggage through so many lives of conditioning. Just give time, put effort 101%. One day it will come when these anarthas are removed from our heart. And we have to understand one thing. On our own, we don't have strength to remove these anarthas from our heart. On our own, we don't have the strength to control our senses in one sense. But we endeavor, we do these activities which Guru Sadhu and Shastra want us to control our senses. And when Krishna sees our endeavor, Krishna empowers us to overcome this sense, to come above the senses, to become over the mind. Krishna empowers. When Krishna empowers, then only we'll be able to control our senses. So the aim is to satisfy Krishna, to please him with our activities. Then in the second verse, there were two verses for discussion today. In the second verse, in the purport, there's one very nice line. It is said that the injunction is that one should not deal unnecessarily with the materialistic world. One thing we should understand, that we should be very careful the way we deal in this material world. Very careful. Every step there is danger. Danger that our spiritual inclination could be jeopardized, could be hurt. So unnecessarily we should not do anything in this material world. Basically whatever we do in this material world, it should be based as per Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. If we have this strategy, we'll always be protected. When, you know, this material world, it's very dangerous from a spiritual point of view. So, we should not try to do anything unnecessarily. There's this story of Yamunacharya. How this material world can catch us. We know the story of Yamunacharya, that when he was around 14 years old, Bhaskaracharya was his guru. And in that kingdom, the Pandya king, he had announced that his court pandit, whose name was Kolahala, this king had announced that anyone who loses in debate with Kolahal will have to pay a yearly tax. So somehow Yamunacharya's guru had lost, and for 2 years he had not paid the tax. So Kolahal's disciples, the soldiers, came to the ashram of Yamunacharya's guru. And that time Yamunacharya's guru was not there. And the disciples of Kolahal said to Yamunacharya, where is your guru? He has been defeated by our guru and for 2 years not paid taxes. So Yamunacharya said, okay, I challenge your guru. I want to debate with him. And Yamunacharya was 14 years old. He goes for that debating.
And this is a very big story. I will keep that story short. In that debate, Yamunacharya defeats this court pandit. This big pandit, scholar, defeats him. And the king and queen are so happy that the king gives half his kingdom to Yamunacharya. Now just see, like I mentioned, we have to be very careful when we are living in this material world. Otherwise Maya can catch us. Now Yamunacharya had such good training. He knew the Shastra so nicely. Now he had become a king. He had a big kingdom. He started getting involved in politics and administration affairs, and he got caught in sense gratification, and his spiritual life took a back seat. Now just see, like what this Popat mentions, that one should be very careful in dealing in this material world. And then Yamunacharya, because he was not careful, somehow he got caught up and spiritual life took a back seat. Then somehow Nath Muni, who was the grandfather of Yamunacharya, Nath Muni's main disciple was Ram Mishra. So Nath Muni, when he was in his last dying stage, he requested his main disciple Ram Mishra that please do something and save Yamunacharya. So again, there's a story, there's a big story, but somehow Ram Mishra saves Yamunacharya. And Yamunacharya again, he gives up his whole kingdom and takes to spiritual life with his full heart and soul. And again here, like, you know, the many things. One thing is we have to be very careful in dealing with this material world. And the second, through the story has many learning lessons. Another thing is that whenever we are in danger, it is strong sadhu sangha, association of devotees, which protects us. Here it was Ram Mishra who protected Yamunacharya. Then, towards the end, Tamankrishna Maharaj, in his book, Tamankrishna Maharaj has written this book, Servant of the Servant. In that book, Tamankrishna Maharaj writes that once what Prabhupada told him, I'll read that. Prabhupada once told Tamankrishna Maharaj that if anyone sacrifices sense gratification by giving his life for spreading Krishna consciousness, at the time of his death, Lord Chaitanya will personally come and cover any of his inadequacies and take him back to Godhead. This is the greatness. And we should understand one thing, that this material world is not meant for settling down. This material world is meant for getting out. And in the end, there were some devotees who had got together and had penned down these sentences. I will read these sentences for you. Bahut ho gaya indriyo tripti me vikas. Bahut ho gaya indriyo tripti me vikas. Na raho indriyo ke das. Kar lo bhakto pe vishwas. Tumhara jeevan ho jayega khas. Aur tum chale jaoge Krishna ke paas. Hare Krishna. So we end here. So, if anyone has any comments or any question answer, we can attempt to answer. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.